I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Molly Smith Metzler's Cry It Out at Indianapolis's Phoenix Theater is a terrific play. Jesse and Lena are a pair of new mothers. They share a passionate love for their newborns, warm senses of humor, and a backyard in Port Washington, Long Island, and not much else. Jesse was born in Illinois. She's an attorney on leave from commuting into Manhattan for her job as an 8-year veteran corporate lawyer. Lena's a Long Island girl who'll be taking the bus to her hospital job and is a 5-year veteran of sobriety with AA. The story of these richly drawn women is full of the experiences and challenges of having children and just how it changes their lives. Jessie has decided that she isn't ready for the next stage that her businessman husband Nate and his parents have planned. She wants to stay home and spend her time with baby Allison. Lena doesn't have this luxury. With her job and son Max's father's job, they're just getting by, even living with his mother. Into this warm and supportive pair comes the wealthy business owner Mitchell. He's been watching the two with their regular, warmly social coffee clutches, and he thinks that if his wife Adrian joined them, it would encourage her to be more motherly. The three do meet, but the haughty Adrian makes it a disaster from start to finish. Well, no matter what anyone says about having children, and there are lots of anyones who'll have a lot to say, it's an amazing, uplifting, transformative, and frightening experience. Couples who may have courted, married, had jobs, bought furniture, appliances, even a house together, all quite calmly, are ready to go to war over whether a child's room's window should be open or shut. Family background and patterns that hadn't figured in a young couple's lives suddenly kick in. Grandparents who'd expressed a hands-off attitude toward the couple may suddenly be quite involved with advice, supported with care, and in some cases cash. All these factors come into play in this wonderfully constructed drama. The wealthy Mitchell, who, after all, owns the company that he works at, can take a leave of absence to be a house father. The well-off Jesse, who wants to have another child, will have to accept the daycare from her husband's parents and return to the commuting life on her way to a partnership. Lena and Max's father can't depend on his mother, and they have to seek a less expensive location and the option of splitting their time with a nighttime job for Mom and a daytime job for Dad. Lauren Brigeman is quite wonderful as the warm, supportive, occasionally thoughtless Jessie, who can also show a bit of the intelligent determination that's made her a successful lawyer. Sally Scarborough's Lena is a sympathetic comic foil, but one with her own independent spirit and charm. Michael Hosp is fine as the hesitant father, at his wit's end, with hopeless plans for his wife. Andrea Hayden was neatly bitter as his explosive wife, Adrian, a difficult woman, but one who has a point about the different ways that men and women are treated. Chelsea Stouffer directs. The neatly designed set with Jesse and Lena's homes leading into a shared yard is by Daniel Udy. Costumes and properties, including the eggs that Adrian throws at Jesse's porch, are by Daniel Buckle. Zach Hunter did the lighting and the sound design was by Jeffrey Martin. Molly Smith Metzler's evocative Cry It Out at the Bazille Theater at Indianapolis's Phoenix plays through August 26th. You can find this and other reviews and interviews at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.